And you're inside my Fix It Up Life at the International Builders Show. We're inside the Da Vinci Roofscapes booth, and I'm sitting here with my husband, Mark.
And I'm sitting here with my fabulous wife, Teresa. We're actually in the aisle.
We're actually spilling out into the aisle where there's 60,000 people milling around here.
Yeah, or so.
60,000, 60,001.
It's the 67th show. I'm looking for there to be 67,000
people. Well, and we have one of those people sitting with us, too, in these great director's chairs. I love these.
I can tell she's happy already. Big
I
smile
am very,
on her face.
Oh, really?
This is Kathy Oleg from Generac here to talk with us about backup generators and other Generac products. How you doing, Kathy?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
We're doing good.
Yeah, Teresa's better than me. That's an absolute, not, like, subjective. She is better than me.
I am not, darling.
Yeah.
No, we work together. We're a team.
Yeah, we're a team.
Yeah, I think we could probably use a backup generator just for ourselves right now, too. This is a busy show.
It is, absolutely. We're telling a lot of people about automatic standby power. It's definitely a growing category, and with all the snowstorms, definitely a lot of people that are thinking about what happens when the power goes out.
Yeah, well, no doubt. I mean, there are probably thousands of people who haven't made it to this show because Atlanta got hit, the Mid-Atlantic got hit, and right after that, New England got hit. So there is severe winter weather, and is that when you often see the need for backup power?
Anytime that the power goes out, they need an immediate solution. You know, they're worried about pipes bursting, or, you know, in the case where we live in Wisconsin, sometimes we get a lot of rain. Sump pumps need to stay powered, so you want to avoid a flooded basement. There's a lot of consequences, very serious consequences that can occur when you're without power for hours or even days.
Wow, that's just doesn't make me very happy.
No,
to think about that.
And when, just so my Fix It Up Life listeners can get a handle on it, we're not talking about wheel it out of your garage, pour some gas in the tank, and pull the string, right?
Absolutely. That is an immediate option. You know, oftentimes that's only what you can find
right.
In the event of a power outage. But what we offer is a more permanent solution. You don't need to be home. It turns on automatically within seconds of when the power goes out. So you really don't need to worry. It truly is, you know, a hands-free solution.
Wow, peace of mind.
Absolutely.
Really, because if you're here, like, at the International Builders Show and back home, you know, we have a huge snowstorm. You don't have to worry about it.
Right. Right, exactly. So, and what is the fuel that's going to fuel a backup generator like that?
It's either a natural gas or LP. So, usually whatever the existing home's fuel source is.
Gotcha. So, if you have a liquid propane tank, the plumber is going to pipe it to the unit, or he's going to tap into the natural gas line somewhere, and it's going to fuel the unit that way.
You got it, Mark.
Wow.
But you're smart.
I know about stuff.
Now, tell us a little bit about EcoGen. What is that?
EcoGen is a product that we just introduced. It is the first off-grid standby generator. So it integrates into an existing alternative energy system, so solar or wind. There are times when the sun isn't shining or the
right.
wind isn't blowing.
Right.
So you need to make sure your battery bank is charged up. And that's what EcoGen does. It automatically turns on, recharges the battery, and makes sure that the home has power.
So the off-the-grid house has uninterrupted power?
Correct.
Nice. Okay. Now,
so there's a solution for everyone.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, that works. Now, where's my train of thought?
I think my train of thought has left the building.
Installing a backup generator is a pretty complicated project. This isn't a DIY project, by and large.
It depends on your comfort level. We do sell...
I'm uncomfortable all the time. Right now, I'm particularly uncomfortable. So should I install one? I tremble a lot. I like to move around. I'm getting a little antsy. I'm somewhat hungry.
Well, we do make pre-wired easy switches that are color-coded. So that makes it very easy for someone who does have some comfort level with electrical wiring to wire into an existing panel.
Okay.
We do recommend that you work with a licensed electrician, and we do also recommend that you talk to your local jurisdiction to be aware of any permits that may be required.
Yeah.
Wow.
Where
but
we live.
Do try to keep it easy. So
sure.
A homeowner, for example, could do some of the landscaping and site prep. That'll help them save on the installation cost.
And what is that, basically? Is it a concrete pad, or can you put it on stone?
It depends. Many of our units come with a composite pad, mm-hmm. so you don't necessarily need to pour concrete, but again, that's governed by the local municipality.
Okay. Oh, they're going to make the call on
Correct.
What the pad is. Okay. And now, sizing these units, it's not a one-size-fits-all. It can Generac help with, you know, I only want to power the main systems of the house, like I'm making it up, but like the fridge, the kitchen lights, you know, a circuit, keep the kitchen going.
No, that's good. No, you're making it up and you're absolutely right. We do have a
check that off the box. I get three of those a day. Or you can do the entire house as if the power never shut off in the first place.
Correct. We have options to cover whatever you're interested in doing. And on our website, generac.com, we have a sizing calculator.
Ooh.
So you can check off, this is what I want to have powered in the event of a power outage. And that helps you determine what size you may need.
Oh, a sizing calculator, too. That makes it really easy.
That's up your alley right
wow.
there.
I love that stuff.
Now, as far as sizing, the size of the units are going to vary depending upon how much juice they need to fork out, right?
Yes.
So a generator that's going to power a whole large house is going to be a certain size, but one that only powers a single room will be smaller than that, right?
Well, it depends on the size of your home.
Yeah.
So, but we do offer a very small, affordable unit called our Core Power Series. It starts at around $1,800. And that has a very nice, compact footprint.
Right.
So it really blends in very well with landscaping. This is not an eyesore outside of your home.
Now, for the homeowner who is going to have this put in, have it installed, and then say, you know what, I just want to put in some buffer plants, you know, put some flowers around it. Does it need air to breathe? Can you or just jam plants right against it?
It does jam the plant right against it.
Yeah, that's really? I'm a landscaper. I'm just not a good one. What I would do is
how close can you get the plants to it? Like, why don't you ask how close you can get the plants instead of jamming them in there? Can you put a tree inside of it?
Have you ever met me? Yeah, can you grow a tree on it? Can you put it underground? So Generac's new underground generators.
That grows trees.
You're giving me good product development ideas.
Yeah. You know what? You could put it in a little room.
A little
no,
room?
No. We definitely need proper ventilation.
And then an outside room.
No.
In subterranean generators.
Really wanna...
You want to use me for product development. Here's
no, you
my
don't.
Number.
Not so much. No. So how close can you get landscaping to it?
Well, I guess what we're looking at is how close you can go to the home.
Mm-hmm.
Our units can be as close as 18 inches to your home,
okay.
which is, you know, something that can't be matched by some of our competitors. So you can tuck it in so it isn't going to be obtrusive. It looks very great. It looks very nice. It's a nice contoured design.
Sure.
So as far as how close landscaping can get, you know, certainly we have our recommendations as the manufacturer, but we do know that homeowners do take liberties and try to, you know,
sure.
Landscape the home as
I understand. Here's the other side of that coin. Can I put it, or can a homeowner take it and put it in, say, in a distant corner of the yard and then maybe do a nice fence enclosure around it or something of that nature?
They could put it further away from the home, but then you're running more conduit and mm-hmm. more piping to the fuel line and to the electrical panel. So there's just a lot of considerations
sure.
that the homeowner needs to look at when installing.
That's cool, but there are options is the point.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You can put it pretty much anywhere you want. It needs to breathe air. How about, and we have about 30 seconds left, how about maintenance? Does it just sit there, or does anything need to happen to it?
It does have an engine, so with any engine, it needs oil changes and proper maintenance.
Wow.
But it is very easy.
Sounds easy, sounds safe.
That would be
safe.
Very easy for you to do on your honey-do list, darling.
Which I will take care of after we take a break. And we'll see you with more from the DaVinci Roofscapes booth
on My Fix It Up Life. Be like this.